Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Now, here's your host, Coach Betty.
Greetings, everyone. It is Coach Betty live here in Novato, California, with my trusted audio producer, Chris, back east, running the show. Chris, say hello.
Hey there, Coach Betty.
It's so great to hear you and so great to know that you're behind the scenes just handling everything. So, oh my goodness, I am just still buzzing from my morning so far. But what I wanted to share with you right off the bat is I've got this show that's titled Living in Organic and Orgasmic Life. And based on what I have planned for you today, I wanted to remind you of how I found this place myself of living an organic and orgasmic life. And it came through the physical body pain of having chronic pain for over 20 years that forced me really to go deep inside myself into my inner sacred world to find that no matter what my circumstances are on the outside, I can live in flow with life and squeeze the juice out of every moment. So that's, again, what I'm talking about when I say living an organic and orgasmic life. And because of my discovery of this, my blessing is really to help women rediscover their own inner beauty and sexuality so they fall in love with themselves every time they look in the mirror, no matter what your circumstances are. So if this is resonating with you, please keep listening to CoachBettyLive.com. There are lots of archives of other shows I've done which really talk about this exact place of an inner orgasmic and organic world. Oh, my goodness. My guest today is the sizzlingly beautiful Kimberly Kane. Welcome to Coach Betty Live, Kimberly.
Oh, thank you. It's so exciting to be here.
It is so exciting for me to have you here because she is the author of a novel called Heaven, and I just finished reading this book this morning, and I'm telling you, it was a spiritual experience to read this. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you a little bit about Kimberly first. So Kimberly is a speaker. She's an intuitive spiritual guide, a writer, and a performer. She's received songwriting awards, opened for the likes of David Bowie and Sarah McLachlan, and so she's got an amazing amount of talent and insights to share with us today. And, oh, I'm still buzzing a little bit, which you all can probably hear in my voice, because this novel, Heaven, just really inspired me and opened me up to some really different perspectives. It is a captivating story about this exotic dancer stripper that has this incredible deep connection to her inner divinity, which of course is being challenged by the religious establishment. And I don't want to give away too many secrets of the book because you really should run, not walk, to read this thing. But what I want to read to you, so Eve is the main character, and this is a quote from the book, and then I'm going to get started and let Kimberly talk a little bit. But here is what Eve, the main character, says. I am no longer myself, but an extension of exquisite feminine energy, naked, raw, and powerful in its exposed vulnerability. Our suffering world is so in need of this soft light. Whew, Kimberly, and that's just on the cover of the book. So, you know, there's a million places I could go with that quote alone, but I'm particularly curious about how you would describe this power of vulnerability.
Mm. Well, you know, you're right. There are a million places that we could go with this. vulnerability, though, that is where we get our egos out of the way. That's where we allow a power that is so much greater than ourselves alone to channel through us and to speak to others. Okay, because when we're stuck in our ego selves, and I mean that in a way of where we're so focused on what are others thinking about me, what is their perception of me, do they like me, will I be accepted here, do I look good enough, blah, 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 you know, that inner goblin that does all that chattering. When we've got that as our focus, it is very difficult to channel any kind of power that really resonates and that really speaks to other people and that really allows our love to flow and to create goodness in this world and live as our highest selves. So when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable and to say, hey, you know what, I don't know everything. I've been hurt in my life, and because of that, I've learned to be compassionate, and that's how I can relate to you. That's when those barriers go down, and something really powerful can happen, where we can really love each other, really connect to each other. That's how I see vulnerability.
Mm. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. You can see she has a way with words. So our suffering world is so in need of this soft light. It's so in need of us to put these barriers down. Tell me what you're seeing.
Mm. You know, what I'm seeing in the world right now, and what's amazing is right now some of what we're seeing in Japan and seeing with the trauma that people are experiencing there. And you see a culture that has been steeped for centuries in a spiritual practice as a culture. And that's not a spiritual practice of trying to get others to see it my way, but it's a spiritual practice of understanding that this is a daily walk. Just like we breathe, we practice the fact that we're spirits in moving physical bodies. Because of that, they're responding to each other in their pain through compassion. That's one amazing thing that I see right now. It's also amazing to me that right now we're seeing the fall of dictatorships. We're seeing the fall of those who want to keep others under their thumb. That is an old, worn-out way of being, and because we're so connected now through the Internet, people are saying, wait a minute, I actually have the right to be free. I'm going to stand up and take that. So I see some really amazing things happening right now with that connectedness and with the desire to be free.
Mm, yeah, and you're so right. The Internet really does provide the means for us to see what's possible in mm-hmm. other parts of the world, and I'm just getting this in the moment, and you know, and that's how we can build on the goodness of it all. But I'm so glad you brought up the Internet, because one of the other things in your book, and I have several different passages marked here, but it was about our information age. And here is another quote right from Heaven, the novel. As our information age intensifies, the greater our need will be for nakedness and wild abandonment. And I want you to comment on that for a minute. It really, it was the sentence in the middle of a quote, but it jumped out at me.
Betty, you're juicy. You pick out the good stuff, don't you?
I'm gonna say that's a whoa, baby.
That's a whoa, baby, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to take off my jacket. I'm walking around and I can really feel the heat rising in me as this conversation gets going here. So, yeah, what's going on with that is that while we have, you know, the everything for me is about balance. Really, it's about balance for all of us, balancing our sexuality or our physicality with our spirituality. And so everything is always in this state of needing to be balanced. So with all of this wonderful connectivity that we have through the internet, there also is the other side of that that says, you know what, I can say or be or do whatever I want as long as I'm hidden because you can't see my face. And the physical body and the vibrations that we put out through our physical bodies, when I can look at your face and when I can look into your eyes, the intimacy in that connection is so powerful. We can, it's really true that the eyes are the window to the soul. You know how when you sometimes see someone and it's like the window shade has been pulled down in those eyes? It's like you can't see anything past the surface. And with other people, the shade is completely up and there's a light that's just beaming from in there. That's what we want to connect with. So all of the things that I see a lot of people having lunch, for instance, with somebody, but they're down in their cell phones and they're texting. And I'm thinking, look up and engage with the person you're with. That is critical.
Yeah, baby. So right on. Oh, my gosh. This is such a juicy conversation with Kimberly Kane about Heaven, the novel. And we are going to be right back talking much more.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Bye.
is heaven. Not only has she written this novel, but Kimberly Kane was singing and produced this music, which is a CD that goes along with the book. And that title piece was called Heaven. And, oh, it just really gets you in the whole feel of the entire novel. So, oh, let's talk about the music here for a minute, because that was, oh, it just got me in such a mood. So tell me how you see this music just enhancing your message.
Oh my gosh, you know, what I love is that you get it. I mean, you really get it. It's funny because people have asked me, they said, well, what do we do with the CD? Do we listen to it while we read the book? I said, no, you can if you want, but that probably won't work that well. Use it and look at it like a soundtrack, like the book is the movie, and when you're immersed in the characters and in the story, and then you get in your car later and you want to keep that feel going, pop the CD in, and you can be immersed in this whole world of sexuality and spirituality, because as a singer, songwriter, musician, performer, my life has been performing and being immersed in music, and that's just one of the ways that I move my spirit into my body, and that I exercise the movement of my body, the movement of spirit together, and it takes me to different realms. It takes me into a place of power and a place of sensuality and beauty. And because of what this book is, I wanted to, for me, and I know that you picked up on there's so many musical references in the book that it just didn't make sense for it to go out there without the music itself to kind of carry that theme along.
Yeah, well, oh, you just gave me such a great idea. I am going to absolutely do that. Take the CD and put it in my car and just, you know, rediscover that place that was so set by the scene that you so beautifully described in this novel. So it's Heaven, the novel. I'm talking with the author, Kimberly Kane, and you've got a website just about this book, don't you?
I do. It's made it easy. It's heaventhenovel.com. And you can find it on Amazon as well, but it's a little bit harder to search out because there's a lot of things with heaven in the title. So you actually have to put heaven, novel, Kimberly, Kane. And if you go straight to the heaventhenovel.com website, it's right there.
Perfect. So heaventhenovel.com. So tell me, while we're talking about the healing powers of music, which is what I would describe what you just said, is how would you describe the healing power of sex and music?
You know, they really, for me, do and accomplish the same thing. Music is a symphony of movement. And in fact, in symphonies, you have movements, and movements are created to literally move the sensations and the feelings from one place to another. So they transport you from, let's say, a feeling maybe of melancholy into a feeling of elation, or the other way around. So music has a way of tapping into our deepest emotions, and we can use that. My gosh, it's an amazing therapy. For all the talk therapy that you do, you can actually go deeply into music and let it carry you and pull your emotions up so that you can ask, wow, what am I feeling here? What is this about? Sexuality does the same thing. It's a movement. As we move our bodies, we can tap into energies that are so powerful if we allow ourselves to be very conscious about what we're doing. And we allow ourselves not to judge what we're experiencing. So that, let's say, during a sexual experience, that we feel something new, or we are pulled into a world of fantasy or imaginings that take us to a place that we've never felt before, and it might make us feel a bit uncomfortable. But if we don't judge that and we say, let me just kind of move with the flow of this, it's amazing what can emerge and the healing and the power that can take place in that. So both of them, like a river of sensation.
Yeah. Oh, you are such a kindred spirit, you know, really talking about music, dance, and sex, these very natural, innate places within us that we can heal, that we can tap on for healing. So here is another quote from Heaven, the novel. And this is a quote from one of the characters who is who was a Catholic priest in the beginning of the book and came to see this exotic dancer stripper, Eve, and really saw the God in her, the inner divinity in everything that he'd ever been, that he'd always been told was completely evil and wrong. And what he says here is, I think God intends for us to feel pleasure. I don't believe it's a thing of some devil. We are created by God, and I don't believe that Satan has had the privilege of adding his own ingredients into the recipe of humankind. And let me just come down here to, we confuse it with our real selves, and it causes us to stumble. If we're not aware of the existence of this force, it causes us to do terrible damage to our own selves. And, oh, how religious were you growing up? That was one of the questions that I was thinking about, because you're so tuned into the Bible and the passages. And what was your own journey there?
Well, I feel really blessed and really fortunate that I was brought up in a family. I was brought up as a Christian. My parents, though, are very open-minded people, and from there I have a large extended family of very open-minded people. I have a lot of artists in my family, a lot of artisans, so songwriters, painters, people who operate at a very high level. My parents are musicians as well, not as a profession, but that's something that they brought me up with. So for my family, yes, we did go to a Christian church, and I still do go and sing in a lot of Christian churches, and this is Methodist where I was brought up. It was really more, my learning and my teaching was more about spirit as a greater power than an institutionalized position, let's say. And I was always allowed to explore who I was and to move outside those boundaries and test the waters. So what it did for me is it allowed me to explore the Bible and to explore religion from a viewpoint of the juiciness that's there, the magic that's there, as opposed to the set rule-oriented, let's say, perspectives that can shut people down if they are brought up in it and they say, this just doesn't fit me, but they can't express that. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. And, you know, when you're in that place where you are exploring those deep, deep, profound issues internally, it's hard to find words.
Oh, yeah, it is. And, you know, I've talked with so many people over my life that because I was given this gift of being able to be immersed in a spiritual world from the time I came here, when I would just openly talk about my spiritual life, I would run into people who were afraid of that or they didn't have that experience. And so that led me on a journey to talk with a lot of people and find out what their experience is with God. And I found so many people have had such a negative experience with this entity that we call God. that they saw this as a punishing father figure, and it had brought a lot of pain into their lives, and they just really didn't want to be a part of that. And what I wanted to do is to open up a new path to say, what if the perspective on that is changed? Because it is such an amazing way to live, being connected with your spirit, that I know that I'm here to ignite the fire, to ignite the soul fire in others. And I don't want people to miss a moment of being connected to their deep inner selves and the way that they're connected to whatever they want to call it, whether it's God, the universe, goddess, cosmic consciousness, you name it.
Organic and orgasmic.
Right.
That's
exactly
what I call it. So we are going to be back after a break and explore how Kimberly has actually taken everything, not only written this novel, but she's got a whole teleseries she's doing on Move Your Sexy Spirit. So we'll be right back with more.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Reclaiming your fearless nature with Annette Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are and then to fearlessly move towards reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become proactive in your own journey to power. On the show, we will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control of your wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Tune in each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Another cut off of the CD that comes along with the novel Heaven by Kimberly Kane. Oh, just the words to that I love. You know, take some time to listen to myself. And that's really how we learn how to move our sexy spirit, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I have to tell you right here, the CD, this is really important, is a compilation, because one of the things that I love to do with my own art is connect it to the art of others around me, so that you'll know about them and the amazing things that they do. That song, Truth, is written and performed by my sister, Kelly Brown, and I support her by singing backup parts with her. We perform together still, and she is an amazing artist.
Just love it. And again, we were talking on the break with Chris, too. This is music that does move your body. And so highly recommend the website, heaventhenovel.com. We're talking to Kimberly Kane, the author of the novel, as well as an upcoming program called Move Your Sexy Spirit. And so let's just talk for the first little part of this is, what do you want women to know about their sexy spirit?
Well, it's not just women. I want people to know, you know, there are a lot of classes and things out there right now for women, which I find amazing and absolutely essential, because men have had more of a luxury for a long time of being able to be more overtly sexual than women have. And for women, and there's a host of reasons, of course. I mean, there are the practical reasons of safety, but there are also the reasons of being repressed and being told, oh, don't look sexy, don't show your beautiful body, because someone might get the wrong idea. Well, so the result of that has been this weird, because it is so natural for us to be our sensual selves, we have this weird thing that happens where, as we're very natural and we're moving our bodies, then all of a sudden that voice comes in and says, ooh, better not do that. Someone's looking at you. You might want to tone it down a little bit. Or, like I talk about in the book, think about how, especially here in the United States, we're still dealing with, you don't want your nipples to show, right? Because that would be very overt, and it disturbs some people. So we've got to make sure you got a good padded bra, right?
That's right.
So men have not had that kind of situation. However, in more recent years, men have also had to repress some of their sexuality, because in the workplace, then they could get in trouble for saying something that's politically incorrect, and then lawsuits about sexual harassment. So it's really across the board. And I think it's really important for us to be able to get into the higher knowledge of our masculine and our feminine energy, and the ways that we use that to express our authentic selves, as opposed to using it for power over others, because it's really different. So Move Your Sexy Spirit is really about helping ignite the fire in leaders who are ready to express their passion in the world. So transforming fear and creating a sense of freedom and confidence, awakening and refueling buried dreams, shifting perspectives for living a passionate, magical, bold, juicy life. So those are the kind of things that we're doing in Move Your Sexy Spirit. And it will involve getting in touch with some of the things that we've been talking about today, with music and with movement, so that this is not such an intellectual process, because it's not. We can talk about it, but until we move it into the body, we're not going to really be effective with it.
Right. And so you are really wanting to ignite the fire in people to recognize this inner place, which, while you were just talking, I mean, it's this natural place. So we're talking ancient wisdom in my mind. This is, and the juiciness of the Bible, which your novel goes into. I mean, this is not like new technology.
No.
This is something that is so part of our cores. And I just get so excited about the possibilities when we all begin to discover this innate place. But so here's a question I want to ask you. So there are so many women that are out there in the world, leaders, everybody. Just this is, I think, a very generic observation I've made about women, and that is that they're very out of touch with their beauty and sexuality, or both. So how does your work help them? I mean, I totally hear the whole music and dance, and that absolutely is a key thing. But can you talk a little bit about how else you do that?
Well, when you talk about being out of touch with beauty and sexuality, absolutely. I have a friend who is, I have a lot of friends who are healthcare workers and healing practitioners. And one of the things I hear over and over again, and in my own intuitive guidance sessions that I do for people, one of the things across the board that I see and that I hear from so many others is seeing a block in those sexual energies, feeling a block in those lower chakras where there should be a buzz. You started off right at the top of this show talking about feeling a buzz. That is coming up through your sexual energy, through those lower chakras that is saying, oh, wow, I got to swing my hips. I got to circle my hips, because you feel power when you're doing that. It really stirs up the energy. But people who, let's face it, at a certain point, we have all been hurt in this life. We've all been hurt. And so we're all dealing with past labels, things that people have said, this is what you are, this is what you're not. And we take those things on as baggage. And not only do we have issues of not knowing how to forgive, we don't know how to forgive and love our own selves. And in some of my Move Your Sexy Spirit courses, one of the things that I see that's the hardest for women, when I do intimate groups with women particularly, when I ask them to look in the mirror and to be able to express to their own selves, I love you. You are beautiful and amazing. Women break down and cry, and they don't know how to do it. And I want to see people be able to stand in the mirror naked and look at themselves and touch their bodies and say, my God, you are truly a powerful work of art, capable of creating so much beauty in this world, because it comes from your own beauty.
Mm. Do you hear the buzz in her, folks? She is buzzing. This is Kimberly Kane, author of Heaven the Novel, and she is starting a teleseries, Move Your Sexy Spirit. So tell people how they can sign up. We've only got a minute left.
All right. Go to moveyoursexyspirit.com. I'll make it easy for you. And then you'll see right under the banner that says Move Your Sexy Spirit, Unleash the Power of Your Authentic Self, it says Home and Teleseries begins April 7th. Click on Teleseries, and it will tell you everything you need to know. And what I want to say today is, for people who listen to Coach Betty's show, in the next 24 hours, I will give a complimentary novel and CD, and this is a hardcover novel, so it feels great to hold. I will give the next 10 people over the next 24 hours to sign up for the course a copy of Heaven the Novel.
Wow, that is beautiful. And let me tell you, this is a masterpiece. And just the cover is well done. She has thought about every detail. And remember, you also get the CD in the back, and we heard a couple of those cuts. Oh, Kimberly, I cannot believe the time is already over. I knew this would be so, so juicy. And thank you so much for your passion, for your beautiful words, for your work in the world, my dear.
Betty, thank you. This has just been amazing. And connecting with you has been such a blessing. I feel so much gratitude for this time that we've been able to spend together.
I know, me too. Spirit absolutely brought us together. Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Hello, everybody. It is Coach Betty live back after that sizzling interview with Kimberly Kane. Oh, my gosh. You can tell she's a kindred spirit. She's speaking my language. And I'm very happy to announce that there are many, many people, not just women, but people I'm finding on the planet that really are all beginning to speak the same message with our own words. And I can tell you one more time that Kimberly Kane has some beautiful words to speak in this novel that she's written. One of the things about the conversation that I just had with her was about perspectives. You know, we were talking about beauty and sexuality and sensuality and the perspective of that the religions have had of that, and the perspective that really goes all the way back to our natures. And so as I share this next segment, which is my Woe Baby segment, it's similar to that. That our perspectives run our lives. So here we are in the middle of a lot of turbulence in our world. Once again, Mother Nature has created an earthquake, tsunami in Japan. And listening to the media, you get very, very hyped up, anxious for the people in Japan. You're caring for them and also for your own safety, realizing how vulnerable and fragile we all are as human beings. And in the middle of all that, last week, I received an email from someone who is in Japan. Now, this didn't get directly sent to me. It's actually being circulated around. But I thought it was so key, and I wanted to share it as a Woe Baby, because you will see how different the perspective is than what we hear on TV. So here is a woman who is right now staying in Sendai, Japan. That's S-E-N-D-A-I. Hello, my lovely family and friends. First, I want to thank you so very much for your concern for me. I am very touched. Things here in Sendai have been rather surreal, but I am very blessed to have wonderful friends who are helping me a lot. Since my shack is even more worthy of that name, I am now staying at a friend's home. We share supplies like water, food, and a kerosene heater. We sleep lined up, one room. Eat by candlelight, share stories. It is warm, friendly, and beautiful. During the day, we help each other clean up the mess in our homes. People sit in their cars looking at news on their navigation screens or line up to get drinking water when a source is open. If someone has water running in their home, they put out a sign so people can come to fill up their jugs and buckets. Utterly amazing. Where I am, there's been no looting, no pushing, People leave their front door open as it is safer when an earthquake strikes. People keep saying, this is how it used to be in the old days when everyone helped one another. Quakes keep coming. Last night they struck about every 15 minutes. Sirens are constant and helicopters pass overhead often. We got water for a few hours in our homes last night, and now it is for a half a day. Electricity came on this afternoon. Gas has not yet come on. There are strange parallel universes happening. Houses a mess in some places, yet then a house with futons or laundry drying out in the sun. Other unexpected touches of beauty, the silence at night. No cars, no one out on the streets, and the heavens at night are scattered with stars. I can usually see about two, but now the whole sky is filled. The mountains are in Sendai are solid, and with the crisp air we can see them silhouetted against the sky magnificently. And the Japanese are so wonderful. I come back to my shack, check on it each day. The electricity is on, and I find food and water left in my entranceway. I have no idea from whom, but it is there. Old men in green hats go from door to door, checking to see if everyone is okay. People talk to complete strangers, asking if they need help. I see no signs of fear. Resignation, yes, but fear or panic, no. Somehow at this time, I realize from direct experience that there is indeed an enormous cosmic evolutionary step that is occurring all over the world right at this moment. And somehow, as I experience the events happening now in Japan, I can feel my heart opening very wide. My brother asked me if I felt so small because of all this happening. I don't. Rather, I feel as part of something happening that is much larger than myself. This wave of birthing worldwide is hard and yet magnificent. Thank you again for your care and love of me.
Baby, that's a whoa. Oh yeah, that's a whoa.
That's a whoa. And again, I share this with you. I know it was a very long letter to read on the radio like this, but I was so struck by the contrast of what we are hearing and what people are experiencing over there. People are getting down to what is critical, meaningful, important. And I'm going to tie this all back around to my messaging about living an organic and orgasmic life, no matter what your circumstances. This lives inside of us, just as this woman is experiencing in the middle of this tragedy, what some people are calling tragedy. She is experiencing beauty, no fear, no panic. She's experiencing something that she is larger than the whole. She doesn't feel small. She feels huge. She sees the magnificence of life. In these circumstances of a tsunami, of an earthquake, that's what's going on the outside. And what's going on the inside for her is her heart is opening wide. And so with that, I invite you to also know that you choose the life you want to see on the outside. It comes from that inner deep place. As Kimberly Kane was sharing with us, the ego is stripped away. There is not concern about what others might think of you. When you are deep in your divinity, in that organic, orgasmic place where you are going with the flow and you are really seeing the beauty, the stars, the trees, the flowers, there is so much beauty that surrounds you every day. And the reason why it's often difficult to find on the outside is because we aren't feeling beautiful on the inside. So discovering your inner beauty, that natural place, natural, ancient place that we all have, every single one of us, will allow us to then see this amazing world that we live in. Whew, it's been a sizzling hot show here, and I'm going to sign off. I've been writing a little bit of poetry, and I'm going to sign off to this hot show with a stanza from my last poem. Be light, be love, be the soul you are in awe of. See you next week, everybody.
You've been listening to Coach Betty Live, Living an Organic and Orgasmic Life. This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern, for more of Coach Betty Live. For more information or to listen to archives of the show, visit CoachBettyLive.com.